is brought to you by Madrid Maintenance. Madrid Maintenance offers excellent handyman service in the Colorado Springs area, starting at just $45 an hour. You can reach them by phone at 719-963-2020 or online at facebook.com/Madrid Maintenance.
Enharmonic Studios. Enharmonic Studios is a hybrid digital analog facility designed to be quality and affordable to anyone who wants to make history. Call today 719-963-2020 or go to facebook.com/Enharmonic Studios.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our heads.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in
Dylan.
New York till the day that he died. He
won't you be my son of a bitch.
My sister and me to grow up and live.
Live!
From Enharmonic Studios, streaming all over the world.
We're coming for you, globalist!
It's your weekly dose of toxic masculinity.
Toxic masculinity.
With Eric Madrid. And Trevor Lane. It's Mad Tools.
Live!
I don't know why that started over again.
That's all right. What's up, everybody?
New phone. I don't know how to mute it yet. There it goes.
All right. He's muting his phone. Well, I'm not Trevor. He's not Eric. This is Man right. Tools. Coming to you live from Enharmonic Studios on Tuesday.
Correct on all counts.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. So how was your week?
Not bad. Not bad. Especially if my dog can stop having diarrhea.
Dude, it's like dog two with diarrhea all the time. I think it's something in your yard.
I know what it is. He loves to he loves to grab sticks off of bushes and debark them and eat said bark, and then he shits himself.
Roughage. Good dog.
Al, stop it.
Good dog.
Like I like you helping with the elm trees, but you do it in a way where you don't shit yourself.
Come on, pal.
Maybe don't eat it, you know?
Well, eventually he'll eat them all and you won't have any more sticks.
That would be, I think that's going to take quite a while, but yeah. He's had a sensitive tummy from the get. I think he was removed from the titty early.
Didn't get them enzymes.
Which explains a lot of things about him.
Right? Yeah, he's a paranoid little critter.
He's literally a giant titty baby. And I'm like, I think someone pulled you away from mama and now you got mommy titty issues.
It happens with the best of us. He's like, I want bitty.
Yeah. But we're similarly, I guess, speaking of titties, raising a, you know, we work with Colorado, the rat rescue.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. Carolyn has raised by hand a baby rat that was a snake reject. So
second lease on life.
Yeah. His name's Petrie. We're keeping him. Like when she started feeding him by hand, she's like, you know, this rat's not going anywhere. I'm like, yeah, I kind of figured.
Yeah.
He's now fully on solid food. But for a while there, it was like, I forget how many times it was like every 4 hours first. And then it was like four times a day. And now it's nothing. But yeah, little syringe with a nipple.
Most people just use peanut butter in a trap. Just saying.
And warm goat's milk in there. It's like, all right, cool.
Oh, boy. Well, She's got a big heart.
She does. Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. She was setting alarms for like the middle of the night and the whole bit, even though the lady was like, yeah, once you go to bed, he'll be fine. And she's like, no, you said every 4 hours.
You said every 4 hours. Yeah. She's a mama bear for sure. That's cute. That's cute.
Yeah. And we've got babies with a mama that we're fostering until they're ready to go. So if you are into rats, check out Colorado on Facebook for when these babies are ready to be adopted out. They're also working with, I think I talked about this a while back. I forget the university. No one's told me the university. So, because I think they know I'd put them on blast. University was doing psych experiments where they learn tricks and stuff. So they're very adoptable, love being around people. But when they're done, once they've learned the tricks, they can't do another trick experiment with them because they know the tricks. So they were just going to euthanize them, like 15 or 20 rats. And finally got the school to agree to allow Colorado to help them adopt them out directly, which is good because that means we don't have to keep them. The rescue doesn't have to try to keep them. But either way, if you're into rats and want pet rats, check out Colorado and you're in Colorado Springs. yeah, for all your rat needs. you're disgusted by the little things, but
yeah, they're,
we love them. They're like dogs that fit in your pocket.
No,
they are.
They're not. Yeah,
they behave very much like dogs.
They're called chihuahuas.
They totally, no, a chihuahua is way worse than a rat.
That's way worse.
They even give kisses.
Okay, yeah. Anybody with a black plague will tell you that. You swallowing under the armpits there, bud?
No, I'm good. First time. No, I'm good.
Okay.
We keep them nice and flea / mite free.
It's flea and mite free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. Next week in our Patreon, we'll have Trevor washing a rat. See how he keeps it flea and...
No. You don't. The key is to freeze their bedding because that's where they end up getting the mites. So you freeze the bedding for 72 hours before you use it and then kills all the mites, all the eggs.
That makes more sense than harsh chemicals and things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you bred a rat with mites with a husky, then they would just...
Mites with a husky? Yeah.
What if they're husky mites?
I don't know.
This guy's
I haven't run into those yet.
No, I got a buddy who's got a husky and they got the animal control called on him when the big snowstorm came.
Because he was outside.
Yeah, because the dog's like, no, I don't want to go in. I'm too hot inside.
Yeah, he's like...
They're wired different.
And to be honest, leaving them out like that isn't cruel with that type of dog. Like,
you look
at the sled, anyone that runs like a sled team, they stay outside all the time,
yeah.
No matter what.
He loves it. He's like, let me out. It's snowing, let me out.
I had a friend who kept getting several times had animal control called on her, but there wasn't much they could do because she was providing, it was while she was at work, she'd leave him outside, and typically in good weather, although obviously during a shift, like the weather could change, but she had shelter provided for him, water, the stuff that he would need. This dog was too stupid when it would start raining or snowing to go into his shelter.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm providing it. I can't make him go in there. Oh, it's also cruel to like chain him down in that house. So yeah. What do you want me to do?
Good God.
So, yeah. I mean, I guess you could crate him inside the house. That's what we do with Remy.
Yeah. They like their little fortress of solitude.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, enough of lessons on rats and dogs. And,
yeah. Pets. Welcome to Pet Talk.
Pet Talk with Eric and Trevor. Next week, we're going to find that gerbil we lost.
And birds are dicks.
Birds are dicks. They are. This is in Florida. The guest room's right next to the bird menagerie.
Oh, yes, because zookeeper keeps a zoo. Yeah.
The hedgehog lives better than their kids do.
I've seen pictures. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
The hedgehog has a terrarium.
He lives about like our rats.
Yeah. God. I don't know. It might be time for a dog.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's been, well, it's been 5-6 years.
Adopt, don't shop.
Always. I mean, here's what's going to happen there. It's going to be some ratty ass stray mutt that's going to come up to me and be like, you're my dude. And I'm like, you're my guy. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how it'll happen.
That's kind of like, I just watched a show. Did you see the British show Taboo?
Did not. Sounds up my alley. British.
It Taboo. Is. It's on, I know for sure it's on the Roku channel. You can probably find it somewhere else, but, Tom Hardy.
I'm sold.
Awesome.
I'm in.
But he, comes back to London after being presumed dead as an employee of the East India Trading Company in Africa. And
circa what year?
It's during the 1812 war. So things are winding down with that because there's a big plot line where he has some land in America that both the British and the Americans want. And he knows that they're secretly negotiating peace already. So he's like, fuck you. This isn't treason.
All right, I'm in.
But anyways, there's a part where he's at the docks, kind of on the beach by the docks, and some mongrel that chows down on whatever washes up, usually deceased sailors, follows him home. And a guy on the dock is like, it's the first time I've ever seen one of these hounds take to a living man.
All right. What's it called?
Taboo.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to give any more away because.
No spoilers. Thanks. I'm in. I like Tom Hardy.
4 years old? But I guess they're possibly filming a season two right now.
Oh, it's a series.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
8 episodes.
Ah, well, all right. That's another thing to watch.
Yes.
Fun. Watching Suits.
Oh, I've watched a number of fun things at work because. That's what you do when you sit at a desk and wait for stuff to break. When nothing's broken, you sit there and watch movies.
I've been doing that all week. I'm over at the Superstars writing seminar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Year number two sat on the panel today about how to get started on your audiobook.
Cool.
And yeah, that was fun. That was a lot of fun. There's a lot of folks, you know, trying to break into it and trying to do it. And, just hopefully gave them good enough advice, you know.
I would say nowadays that's probably an audiobook is a big piece of the puzzle for that.
It is.
I know I'm too lazy to read, but I every once in a while listen to an audiobook.
Oh, I would much prefer traveling or driving. It's something you can pop on and cause,
well, they frown on you trying to read text
while
you're driving.
They really do. Trying to turn pages. But, you know, I made friends with some, well, not to, you know, drop names, but I've made some nice friends with bestsellers.
Cool.
Yeah. They're cool peeps. And they're like, yeah, we got to go to dinner. One dude's like, yeah, you got to come up to Wyoming and we'll shoot some boar. I'm like, dude, you had me at let's go to Wyoming and look at the cool stuff. Like,
yeah. Right.
So. Yeah, I might be heading to Wyoming in the summer and killing some shit.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. we're at boar sausage like crazy.
Nice.
Yes. I will. I'll bring our shit back, a whole crate of that.
Hell yeah, dude.
It's going to be good. So good. Ham is the best. I mean, can you imagine wild bacon? I mean, bacon's good, but wild bacon?
I don't know about wild, but I had a friend a number of years ago who...
free range bacon.
He did like a hobby farm and had a pig, and it finally got big enough where he decided it was time to slaughter it. And said, by the way, I don't recommend ever raising your own pig and trying to kill it. Because he put one in its head, nothing. It just got upset. He's like, fuck no, I got a mad pig.
Yeah.
Couple more. And finally, I don't know how many, but eventually it did go down. And yes, the ham was delicious.
You wrong caliber.
Because he knew his shit about guns and stuff and had done this with a number of other animals. So I don't know if he just kept hitting bone. Yeah. He also brought in, I bought from him some mutton because he had sheep for a little while and slaughtered them. And then he got goats and was like, yeah, the goats aren't going anywhere. The wife, they're too cute and the wife loves them and they're just going to be milkers.
Yeah.
Cause she won't let me ever kill one of them. She's like, the sheep, she let me kill those all day long. But the goats, nope.
Yeah. They don't want to do the goats. Well, it's that the whole PETA. Where's the line?
Yeah.
Yeah. She moved it over to goats.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Well, we got quite a bit of show for you.
Oh, boy.
Tools of the week. Not cool stuff. News, tools of the week. And then history. So
let's get after it.
We'll do, let's get into some news. And I'll find it right there.
Dan is a contractor. He's the guy people turn to for bigger, better, or just plain brand new space. Where does he shop for his tools? Acme, home of the best brands in the business. After all, Dan knows your work is only as good as your tools. Acme Tools. Do your best work.
At acmetools.mantoolsmedia.com.
For our family, we had enough Valley food storage to last us for 3 months. And I cannot tell you, as a mom, the peace of mind that brings you, knowing that my family is going to be taken care of in bed. It was one of the best things that I've done for my family. And I want to let people know so they can be a little better prepared next time.
In a world full of endless information, it's hard to understand who or what to believe in anymore. But we can rely on our families, friends, and community. We can trust them and we can believe in them. Why would we be any different?
When you choose Valley Food Storage, you're getting food that is shelf-stable for up to 25 years. You're getting high-quality calories, not just empty carbs from additives. And most importantly, you're getting great service from great people who truly care about you and your family's well-being.
At Valley Food Storage, we pride ourselves on honest labels and ingredients because you deserve a company that you can trust to keep your family safe and prepared. We are honored to serve you and your family.
Prepare now at prepare.mantoolsmedia.com.
So I'm going to warn you, unintentionally, three of the four stories we're going to cover in the news have to do with sexual deviance. I did not do that on purpose. It's just what, you know, came across the desk.
We have across the wire. We got to fire that editor.
I'm looking at it and I'm realizing there's only like one kind of feel good fun thing.
All right. Well,
everything else is pretty
gruesome.
Fucky. To use the parlance of the Trailer Park Boys. So we start with New Hampshire, where a town is concerned, probably rightly so, especially when we go into the second story, about the opening of a diaper spa. Sounds more like a bar to me, but I don't know. Where adults wear diapers and pretend to be babies and get biddies and get changed.
What the fuck? A controversial business has recently opened its doors in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Sure. Of course it is, guys. Igniting a mix of controversy and concern among the town's residents. The diaper spa positions itself as a safe and judgment-free zone to nurture and pamper diaper lovers and enthusiasts through a deeply immersive experience. Okay. So, you got to be 21 up.
Yep.
All races, gender, sexual persuasions, preferences, etc., 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 to quote the King and I. Wow, we are LGBTQIA plus friendly.
Yep.
Okay, those are all new.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabets. and affirming. We are trauma informed.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
That means. Only guests over 21. Yep, you got to sign a waiver, I'm sure. And let's see what else. We go down a little bit. I want to see what the what do we specialize in? One-on-one care experience entirely to each of our unique guests. We start with discussion. Okay, yada yada yada. What?
Hypo no regression, yoga, massage, makeovers, and piggy paint.
The activities range from playtime, story time, nap time, cuddle time, changing time.
Of course, I think that's the big draw.
Coloring, nursery rhymes, and sing-alongs. So you get to play pretend that you're a baby.
I have a feeling changing time is the least pretend part. Because I think the sexual attraction is to shit a diaper and then have someone change you.
Yeah. Okay, let's go down. Let's see what the weekends hold for us.
Weekend bed and breakfast days. Okay,
yeah, cool. B&B stays. You can now enjoy mountain trips to collect leaves and pine cones. Travel the beach to play in the waves. You better get your floaties on.
Mm-hmm.
Build sank. So you get to pretend to be a kid.
Yep.
Like a baby kid, like a little kid.
Yes.
All right. You get nappies and wet wipes and cookies and soft baby blankies.
Power and powder. Powder. Sound machine that makes womb noises, nature sounds, or plays lullabies.
We got to have a picture.
Let's see. I think there is an image.
That just looks like an Airbnb.
There we go. A king size crib is what that looks like to me.
There it is.
Oh, okay. There's some the chest of drawers with some nappies in there.
Nappies. Whoa. No, here's what I want to see. At a price of $300 an hour for adult baby diaper lover. Another alphabet soup thing.
Mm-hmm.
For their ABDL nursery spa care, the luxury of rekindling one's inner child does not come cheap. $300 an hour. Virtual play dates. Huh.
Well.
Okay.
So, look. Adults can do whatever they want. I certainly don't think, well, with other adults, I guess, being the caveat.
Yep.
And I certainly don't think that the state should stop them from doing that.
That's right.
But I do think that this is indicative of kind of a cultural rot
that we are currently facing and should be cauterized. But the sexualization of children. That's the hill we're dying on every time.
Yes. And which brings us to this. It's a little bit of trans.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
this, I don't forget where this is. We'll get into the story and see, I guess. A transgender daycare worker has avoided prison after sexually abusing a baby during a diaper change. Kentucky.
In Kentucky.
Kentucky. That's a little surprising.
Yeah. I mean.
A trans-identified male in Kentucky has reached a plea deal after being charged with sexually abusing a baby and will avoid prison so long as he meets certain conditions. Maria Childers, a former daycare worker, hired a prominent trans activist lawyer to represent him in the sickening case. As previously reported by Redux, Childers was arrested in February of 2023 after the Department of Community Based Services. So they're DCS.
Yeah.
CPS. Yeah. Received an anonymous tip detailing an alleged incident of abuse that had occurred in November of 2022 at Explore Learning Academy. The tip reportedly written by one of Childer's co-workers accused him of making inappropriate comments towards an infant while changing its diaper and touching the baby inappropriately.
How did this person get a plea deal?
Well, let's see. Complaint referred to the police. After being taken to the police station for questioning, Childers initially claimed he had not changed the infant's diaper at all. He later admitting to having done so after an officer presented him with evidence in the form of a text that he had sent to the daycare's director confirming the baby's diaper had been changed. He then tried to deny he had ever said anything inappropriate, but admitted he often said things that were taken, quote, taken out of context. Placed under arrest and charged with one count of blah, 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 sexual abuse of a victim under 12.
And three counts of first degree criminal abuse of a child under 12. Was initially marked male.
Sorry.
That doesn't really matter.
Trying to find the
details of getting a plea deal.
There we go. After some so I guess the plea, after some negotiation with the court, the motion was ultimately approved and Childer's bond was reduced from $100,000 to $5,000 because if I'm not mistaken, the charges went from a felony to a misdemeanor.
He was bonded on the conditions that he has no contact with children and remain away from the daycare where he's employed.
How about all daycares?
Yeah, how about all of them? So here's the thing. You know, this is something I know from working in the system and dealing with this kind of horse shit in a different way. Most of the time what happens is there's not enough to prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. However, when you take a deal like this, you agree to certain things. And mm-hmm. the minute you screw that up, you get full in exchange for getting to be released. The minute you download, you know, you have a smartphone
mm-hmm.
or you're within 100 yards of a school, mm-hmm. you're creeping on some kids. The minute you screw up your terms of your bond, you get the maximum sentence regardless. Yes.
Or the rest of the plea.
All of it goes away.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, so I've tried to explain this to folks before that were like, well, why did they only get da 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 in this probation? I'm like, because the case wasn't going to warrant like a life sentence for this asshole. And if he screws up the bond, it will, that was the deal.
Well, and as I've heard a number of lawyers and prosecutors and cops say, it's not per se about what happened. It's about what you can prove in court.
It is.
Yeah,
that's true.
So
this deal allows them the opportunity to screw up hardcore. And mm-hmm. statistically, 80% of every person who gets one of these deals screws up within the first 3 months.
Yep.
It is a 100% recidivity rate within a year.
Yeah.
So I understand, yes. I understand why they do it. That's it. So we'll keep an eye on this one. And $5 says that this jack wagon's in jail because he's gonna go to a daycare.
Yeah, probably they'll probably apply for a job at another one.
Yeah,
maybe use a different name.
Sure,
this time be a dude.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see.
Had an interesting day today. It was a gentleman who there was some sensitivity things happening, and somebody said, well, you can't write if you're not, basically she said, if you're not black, you can't write.
That's
about
a big
black
thing.
You
now
can't, if you're not gay, you can't write about gay. And the gay guy gets up and says, write about whatever the fuck you people want.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my god,
that's just ridiculous. The most ridiculous to me is the like with acting. If you're not this thing, you can't play that thing. It's like, So you can't act?
You can't act. That's the whole point.
You just have to be the thing.
That's the whole point. I want.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a lumberjack. I can't play a lumberjack.
Can't play a lumberjack? Canadian? I'm not Canadian, so I can't play Canadian. Now, if you, I mean, let's be real. If you're really going for, I mean, some sort of shock and awe, I don't think anybody could have played the parts of Django in Unchained or whatever that movie. I don't think you could have gotten, you know, anybody else to play those roles. Mm-hmm. I mean, Don Johnson is a plantation owner.
Dude, he throws that N-word out like he, like it's his, well, I guess it was, like it's his job.
what was it? Leonardo DiCaprio came into the set. I remember the story. Leo came in and was like, I really don't want to remember. And Samuel L. Jackson, he's like, dude, this is work. It's a Tuesday. Like, do your fucking job.
Do your thing, yeah.
This is the job.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure there were some awards won on that movie because of how that story got told. So I don't know. Yeah, right. Do your thing. So I finally watched this Jackass. The guy in our next news story.
Uh-huh.
Fucking hilarious.
Yes, he is.
He is such a turd.
He
is such a turd.
Well, we're speaking about Shane Gillis, who we covered when he got fired.
Yeah.
So in some sweet justice, he will be hosting, I believe it's the 24th, SNL. After being hired and then very quickly fired in 2019.
Uh-huh.
Over controversial remarks he made during a podcast. I find this funny too. Fox isn't saying it this way, but I love when they're like in comments that were uncovered. It's like it was on a podcast. Nothing on a podcast is meant to be hidden.
Nope.
They published the episode.
Yeah.
And like, I guess TMZ did a thing where they dug up some stuff from when he was on a network that I love, Compound Media. used to do a show there, and how did they word that? It was another like, we've brought this to light or whatever, and it's like, no, you didn't.
No, it was
like
it
it's behind a paywall, but other than that, it is published.
It's published. his special where he's not sit. He's how do you racist shit that was coming out of his mouth. He wasn't being racist. He was picking on the venue where he was at,
mm-hmm.
like literally picking on because he was in the South or whatever. And it was just a bunch of white folks in there. And he's like, well, black people aren't allowed. I mean, you guys get it, right? Like, I was like, that's pretty fucking funny, dude. Cause you were picking on them. And somebody's going to pull this apart and rip him a new one for being racist. I'm like, that's not what he did. That's he was picking on them for
being. Well, it's like the way he was initially fired. We played the clip. In the clip, they were talking about how did Chinatowns come up in all these places. And I'm not even sure if it was Shane, but somebody goes, were the city planners sitting there and going like, I guess we'll put the chinks here?
Like...
And it was, oh,
comedy, everything should be fair game.
Yep.
Everything should be fair game in comedy.
Write about whatever you want.
Write about whatever the fuck you want. I was like, that's awesome.
But the odd thing with him in this situation was when he was fired, this is a little unusual. Lorne kept like shooting, hey, how's it going texts. So he's remained like friends with the guy that and understood like the business side of it. You know what I mean?
They just caved. They caved to,
well, part of it could be this. Shane recently, well, he's been a big fan of Bud Light, even through their little period of controversy,
faux pas.
He's been, he's been making appearances on Joe Rogan and drinking like 16 of them. And I guess Bud Light found out about this and said, "Hey, how would you like to get paid for how much you love our product?" And he said, "That'd be great."
That'd be great.
So he has inked a deal where he's like an ambassador or whatever for Bud Light.
That makes more sense to me.
Because there are people that are still like, "Well, you should still be boycotting or whatever." And I'm like, number one, I never really boycotted Bud Light other than I don't care for how it tastes. I'd rather have Miller Lite or regular Budweiser. Although my waistline doesn't like the regular
I saw some dude in the store yesterday buying. We're not promoting alcoholism.
Mm-hmm.
But some dude had a Bud Zero. And I looked at him. I was like, "Are those good, dude?" And he's like, I'm like, "Okay,
yeah,
I get it. You're putting up with it." He's like, "Yeah, kind of. It's okay. You get used to it, kind of thing." And yeah. I was like, "I got you, man." So,
because they've started advertising with the UFC, which people were up in arms for a minute about that. And look, the initial deal, I think, was to a certain extent blown a little out of proportion. Because what they did was they sent cans with the particular person's face on it, basically a 6-pack or a 12-pack of those cans with your face on it to certain influencers with the number, you know, big following. And hey, it'd be cool. I assume also some shekels. It'd be cool if you do some videos drinking from your custom your face on it can.
Yeah.
Dylan Mulvaney was one of those people. He did the video as requested. Everyone lost their minds. I've said this before. I'm fine with social shaming and boycotting. I think it's great. You believe in something, stop buying that product. Awesome. But I think the people that were upset about that, who are like, "No, it needs to, like, what do you want to do? Do you want to put them out of business? Do you want to do cancel culture like the other side does?" Because one complaint about cancel culture is there's no path to redemption. Is this not the path to redemption?
they're not
in a business relationship with Dylan Mulvaney anymore. They're doing business with the UFC and Shane Gillis now.
Right. So,
but I think, at least in part, some of the juice from Bud Light, I don't know if they run ads on SNL, but I'm sure they advertise at least on NBC or the network. So that certainly didn't hurt. We'll see. This is one episode that I will probably actually try to watch at some point.
I know, right?
I don't know that I'll watch it live, but I'll try to watch it at some point. Because SNL has not been very funny for a very long time. And I really thought they missed a chance to turn that around when they first said they were hiring him. And then when they were like, "Oh, never mind." It's like, "Okay, well, awesome. Welcome back to mediocrity."
Right.
So hopefully, I know Shane will be awesome, but hopefully the show as a whole on that night is good. Because
not just politics. Stuff.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And
for a minute. But
I hope, because he's great at it, I hope he does Trump.
Yeah.
Obviously, Alec Baldwin is a little tied up right now.
Yeah, he's literally a little chained up right now.
So if Shane does Trump, that would be amazing. And that'd be great, because it could lead to him being the recurring guy, you know, when they wanted Trump on, have him come in.
He's funny as fuck doing that. I was laughing. I watched this thing the other day and I was like, "Okay, I get it."
Was it the brand new one or was it the live in Austin on YouTube?
It was the new one on the Flicks, I think.
Okay.
Or wherever.
I haven't seen that one, but the one that he did in Austin on YouTube was the bits where he's talking about coaching Special Olympics basketball, and how, because in the Special Olympics, they line up to hug.
Right.
Right. or I'm sorry. They, one of these events, I forget who it was, like a famous cheerleader or a cheerleading team of hot ladies. Anyways, the joke was that he kind of looks a little downsy.
Yeah.
Which he does.
He makes, he's like, you can tell.
So that time he was like, I'll just, yeah, I like hugs.
Yeah. He plays that card because he's like, I look like the kind of guy that's got a little bit in the family. You know, I dodged it.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Well, and the bit where he's like, the coaches on the other teams are like, are we letting them coach now?
Yeah. Yeah. It's great.
So I have nothing but high hopes for this, and I think it's an awesome thing. So here's what's not awesome.
Okay, here we go.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Actually, this dude is a fucking hero. The fact that people need to go to this these extremes is kind of a problem, but
yeah.
So check this out.
Investigators say James Lewis Spencer III told his then girlfriend he was upset that police weren't doing enough to keep pedophiles in jail. According to court records, if the law wasn't going to do anything, then he would, quote, kill them himself.
Regardless of the likability of the victim, we're a nation of laws. So no one gets to be judge, jury, and executioner, depending on how they feel.
But law enforcement says Spencer, seen here in court this morning, apparently felt otherwise. Back in May of 2023, someone spotted 37-year-old Sean Connery Showers' lifeless body in a ditch next to a park on Northwood Drive. His cell phone found under him led police to a shocking discovery involving Spencer.
They were communicating using a social media app. The communications were sexual in nature, and officers believe that they were meeting up at this park to engage in sexual activity.
24-year-old Spencer was posing as someone underage when he...
Yeah, that's the part, the DA or whatever that guy is left out. So Spencer was portraying himself to this dude as like a 13-year-old boy.
And agreeing with an of-age repeated sex offender to meet up for... Yep.
Yes.
Sexual activities.
Agreed to meet up with Showers early that May morning, according to officials. Federal court records show Showers pleaded guilty to possession of child pornography and was mandated to register as a sex offender for life.
Based on the conversations he had with his girlfriend, that's a sort of comment that he had made, pedophiles, you know, in the plural. But as of now, we're still investigating that.
Spencer was arrested on Wednesday. Investigators are still working to access his phone records. He's back in court on Monday. In downtown, Mike... Investigators say
it's you could have just done the whole to catch a pedo thing and been like,
that's true. But I have seen, I forget who, there's like a kind of a YouTube channel of that. And they have a couple of times run into where the police are like, we're going to arrest you.
Jesus.
Yeah.
For entrapment.
I don't know exactly what they're, I don't know, doing our job. False, you know what I mean? Like doing our job at it. But I have seen that turn around, and I'm not saying that's what would happen with this guy. Yeah, I don't know. But I certainly don't mourn the loss of Sean Connery Showers.
No.
Yeah. Maybe not the way to do it,
but
yep.
I mean, mortally, you know, more, you know, killing the guy is one thing, but maybe, you know, I don't know, torture him, don't kill him. I don't know, shoot his dick off.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, like, it's just, I don't know, maybe it would have let you, you're not going to go away for life, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to get felony assault and get probation.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't condone the use of violence. However,
I understand it.
I understand it. And yeah. If there's no other way, then. But I think this guy had other ways.
I agree. I think I think the dude that did the killing here had some other issues that maybe haven't been brought to light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There's, yeah, there's a reason.
Maybe he was victimized. It's hard telling.
I mean, with that mustache, highly likely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not poking fun, but I'm poking fun because it's a comedy show.
Yes.
What I'm saying, and nobody should be watching this ever. Just shouldn't take anything we... Nothing.
This mustache.
This mustache right here.
For anyone that's confused.
This one. This stasheroo.
This one here. All right. With that, let's get into our tools of the week.
Yeah, something a little lighter.
Yeah. We?
If you have a beard, I'm about to blow your mind. Come with me. Hey, I swear beard. It's a common misconception that women don't like beards. That's not true. We love beards. We like a beard that's clean, smells good, and doesn't feel like a cactus when I'm trying to get close to it. Look, it's not that complicated. Clean it, moisturize it. It's that simple. I'm gonna let you in on a little secret. There are some things that women like hard, and there are some things that we like soft. We like soft beards.
Soften your beard at beard.mantoolsmedia.com and get 15% off with code MANTOOLS.
The 1830s saw botanist Peter Korthals dive deep into the world of kratom, revealing its ancient significance. Decades later, in the 1960s, science spotlighted kratom with Smith, Klein, and French labs exploring a patent of kratom alkaloid. But 2009 had its shadows. Sweden faced a kratom controversy, only to later debunk the misconceptions due to the product being laced with tramadol. Thailand's 1943 ban and the FDA's actions in 2012 marked challenging times, but the kratom saga was far from over. By 2014, the community's voice grew louder, leading to the birth of the American Kratom Association. 2016 was tumultuous. The DEA leaned towards a ban, but facing an unprecedented public outcry and questionable claims by the FDA, they were compelled to rethink by year's end. By 2018, the winds shifted. NIDA invested $3.5 million in kratom research, and by 2019, Utah blazed the trail, pioneering consumer protection. Several states have since followed. Kratom's journey saw a beacon of hope in October of 2023 with the introduction of the Federal Kratom Consumer Protection Act. From historical roots to...
Learn more at kratom.mantoolsmedia.com.
...and transformation.
All right, tools of the week. This week, we start with an actual tool.
Yeah, and before we get into this, I just want you all to notice, first thing out the gate, that was a really nice fireplace. Seriously, this guy's a craftsman.
Yeah. So here's a unusual use for this tool. This is a laser level. And
loading, 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 and singing the loading song.
Come on, Google Drive.
That is what it is.
I guess if I have to, I can download it. Oh, no audio? Not even a
no audio.
Little song?
Nope. Dun, dun, well, cutting hair with a laser level.
Cutting his lady's hair with a laser level. Like, I don't know, wife or daughter, I'm not sure. Oh, I guess wife, because it says ask my husband if he could cut my hair.
And he did.
But he got a nice straight.
You know why he did it? You know why he did that? He's like, no, we use the level. I did not screw this up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're crooked.
No. You're crooked. I used a laser level.
You leaned over or something.
You moved. You wanted an inch off? I gave you exactly 1 inch. Not a dude inch, but a real inch, because the fight that would have ensued later,
yeah,
that would have been brutal.
All right. Well, this girl, you know how we talked about cultural rot earlier?
Yeah.
Well, yep. Here's some more of it.
Oh boy.
What is your favorite meal to cook?
Cook? I don't really cook. Like, I just like.
So you don't cook at all?
Just
not
thick.
No.
How would you cook?
Just
not thick.
I don't really cook.
Do you think that makes up for cooking?
Yeah, I cook a lot of. So, yeah, I'd like rather like call Uber Eats for them while I like ask any guy right now like if they'd rather me or like cook for them, like they'd say like for me to.
So you think if you ask any guy right now?
Two things. One, metal mouth over there. That would be scary. Be very
scary.
You beat
me to it. I was like, with those chompers.
Be very scary. That's a risk. Not willing to take. No, how about you cook?
Yep. Anyway, she goes on to say how.
If they'd rather you kiss or cook for him, they would all say.
Yeah.
I guess you're going to have to let us know in the comments.
Well, that's all you're bringing to the table. Do not be pissed off in 5 years when you're just like, I don't understand why nobody wants to be with me.
Yep, exactly.
No,
exactly.
All guys want, you can't, I'm just going to tell this woman right now, the thing you cannot say ever, ever, all guys want is sex. No, that's all you're offering. That's all you're offering. That's all they're going to take.
If, well, more accurately, if that's all you have that's worthwhile, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Which is apparently all she has that's worthwhile. So, yeah. Then we move on to the police in France being total tools with this. Oh, shit.
No, go sorry, back.
Back.
And
hit play.
Play.
There we go.
Buttons aren't toys.
So that is an electric
vehicle,
police van with a nice handy gas-powered generator.
On board.
On board. Well, because you don't want it to not have a running engine, Eric.
Because that thing's quiet and unassuming. Good job.
Every time I see one of these, I'm just like, what the fuck?
I made an argument the other day to one of the nieces. She was like, she said something about, well, renewable energy. I said, everything's solar. She's like, wait, what? I made the argument that everything is solar powered. Everything. She's like, well, wait, what about clever. So, I mean, my nieces are super smart. All of them, including your kiddos. You can't wait to have that argument with them. I told her everything's solar. She's like, well, what about nuclear power? I was like, how does it work? And she told me how it works. I was like, cool. So how did the water get out of the ocean to get in the lakes to get in the thing? It was heated up by the sun, came into the clouds. And it was solar power. Go back. Another mm-hmm. step. She was like, damn it. She looks at me and she goes, oh, and I'm like, no, that is the appropriate time to swear.
Yeah.
You're good. She's like, wait a minute. Like, good for you. See, it's all solar power, so don't worry about it.
And then we move on to the city of Minnetonka, Minnesota, who is doing some hiring.
Okay.
Let's have a look. So this posting, we're going to look at two postings. This is a job posting for an on-call firefighter, which I don't know of any other kind.
Yeah.
It's the salary is between $14.78 and $18.48 hourly. It's a part-time job.
But you're on call.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Anyways, so you can see, right, it closed last week. And then they have this job. Now, by the way, I mean, think about what a firefighter does. Saving lives, you know, saving property. Obviously, saving lives more important than saving property.
Still, right? But you did an order. Not only that, but then the constant maintenance, the constant training, the mm-hmm. constant physical fitness ability, the sleeping and living at the station.
Well, maybe not the part-time guy, but
still, like, you know, you're on call. If you're on call, you got to be getting paid. Okay. So yeah, it all is right. An it is a that should be a salary worth having, because you're risking your life to go into a building to die, you know, possibly.
There you go.
It should be a salary that's worth the risk.
Yep.
And able to live on.
Mm-hmm.
And provide for your family, and particularly if you get killed on the job.
Right.
We've okay. established that.
Now, same city government, like the same hiring, well, maybe not hiring officials, but the same, you would ultimately have the same employer.
The same municipality.
Yes.
Oh, God.
A DEI, or as I prefer to call them, DIE intern, 1947 to 2212 an hour, starting a dollar higher than the max salary of the firefighter. For a job that basically entails yelling at white straight people for being white and straight.
Nope. Nope.
Congratulations, Minnetonka, Minnesota. You are fucking tools.
You win the tool of the week.
And just, you know, you can see again, 1478 to 1848, 1947 to 2212.
Jesus Christ. That's an internship.
Mm-hmm. Which I didn't. I
thought those.
I mean, I've heard of paid internships, but.
They should be minimum wage.
It's, yeah.
If you're getting a paid internship, that's minimum wage.
Yeah. Yes.
The problem with the other problem with this is that means as an intern, there are people, well, just one, but multitude of people in this division making more than that.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Good so, job. I mean, I would guess the levels here keep. So, you know, that fire guy makes just a little less than this intern. So then, like, his, I don't know, captain of the firehouse is going to make a little less than this intern's manager. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good job, Minnesota.
Yeah. And then finally, we move awesome. On to the UAE International SWAT Team competition. And I'm not sure what country this is. I don't know what BRT Can you tell from that flag what that is? BRT. I don't know. Anyways, a number of countries decided to have all female SWAT teams at this event. And all of them went exactly how you would think, but this one will be highlighted. And it, look, here's my problem. I'm all about equality. No, except when it comes to saving my life or someone else's life.
No, you're not. You're about equity. There's a difference.
No, you're flipping that. They're about equity. The people that do stuff like this are about equity.
No, they're about equality.
No, they want
they want everything. Outcome. They want equal outcome. They want equal,
which they call equity.
No,
diversity, equity, and inclusion.
No, yeah. No, yeah, but that's not what equity is.
Well,
economies of scale.
I got you.
Yeah. No.
So, check this out.
Ramos. Five ladies teams.
So five ladies teams. Oh, and a lady on the poster. Did you see that?
Yeah.
All right, wait. I got to back it up. I got to back this up just a little bit. Nope.
Not that.
I thought my arrow would. All right, so their first thing is a zip line. Now, I'm going to point out that it's not tilted down, so you have to push yourself hard enough that you just carry across.
Okay?
All right. And that's an ice bath below them, or that's what they call it. I guess it's just cold water.
Cold water.
I can't imagine it just stays ice, but so, yep.
Free SWAT challenge this year.
So can barely reach the handles.
Thailand.
And they're giving good hard pushes.
Two teams from the Emirates.
She made it, but kind of was pushed by her following. Oh, one in. And those ones just hang
first one to get wet
in like the ice bats until they fall in.
And
I'm going to try to scoot. I don't think that's going to work.
Middle of that zip line. Remember, if you fall in the ice bath, you have to go back to the beginning of the zip line and do it again. And currently, Chile have
three
members stranded.
Right.
In the middle,
they're hanging on pretty good. I thought that would have.
Thankfully, the water.
Right, maybe push them. Earlier on, the girl that had to start over.
Vamos, vamos.
Nope,
nope,
nope. The first event, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's
it
the.
Just goes to show
it appears that way.
How important momentum is.
All right, we're not going to watch 6 minutes of that.
They kind of want to, but here, spin on. Let's see the highlight reel. Let's see, did they get through
it? Let's see. It doesn't give me a.
Okay, they're not through it.
Nope.
Not through it at 2 minutes.
So everyone but one is down. Here, we'll go ahead and just show this, I guess. A little bit further.
One still on.
Oh, is she hooked in?
Wait, cheater. They're fishing them out with
apparently them. They dropped some of their equipment.
Yep, fishing out their glasses. All right, starting over again.
Yeah, try it
three
again.
3 minutes.
And that's when the problems begin. And we saw that, didn't we? It almost happened a little bit earlier on.
So now they're not carrying any of their guns.
Yeah, they lost some of their tactical.
Right, but that's so that means
they're
gonna I don't know if it's an advantage in this particular event, but I mean, in the performance of your duties, don't you need to carry your gun?
I don't foresee
that's, what, that's how they started,
line, but yeah,
they had them when they attempted, you know what I mean? Like, how is that not a violation of the rules? If you know,
okay, can we make the zip line shorter?
All right,
nope,
they went back
the
in.
All right, we're back in the water.
I think it's just 6 minutes of this event. I don't think they get onto a second event.
Okay.
There's the guns that went into the water.
Lost the guns that went in the water. They had to go fish them out because they dropped.
Oh, here we go. Another, finally making another attempt.
You down as soon as,
and same thing. They just can't push off hard enough. So, yeah. Look, I... I have issues with putting equality or equity, however you want to word it, in front of getting the job done, which in the case of a SWAT team, this would be part of the job. They can't do it. Same thing with firefighters. I'm sorry. If you can't pick me up and carry me out that window, I don't want you to be a firefighter.
Yeah.
when it comes to police, specifically, I think women make great detectives because they can be very analytical. They can certainly dig through the past and find shit.
Women could be great plumbers.
What they're not great at doing is, say, subduing a suspect that's unruly. So I guess the point I'm getting at is I would not say that there is not a place for women in some of these broad fields, but to actually put them into these positions actually doesn't do them any favors, and it could get people killed. So almost also, I guess we're still on Tools of the Week. Never mind. I thought we had moved on to something else, but yeah. So Tool of the Week.
Goes to Chile. The Chilean SWAT team.
Yep.
For trying out diversity.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to say that I'm going to ass handed to me for this. When are we going to stop this experiment? When are we going to have enough empirical evidence to show that men and women are different? We have different attributes and we have different skill sets and...
Well, you know, I thought we had solved that when a lot of these situations moved to, how did they put it? Almost like sight unseen hiring for these. Like they would just see your jacket and not,
yeah,
personnel jacket with no photo. They don't even have a name in some cases. They go, wow, look at this person's test scores and look at how they did on the obstacle course. And if it was a woman, cool.
Yeah.
If it wasn't, oh well.
Yep.
And that immediately started being challenged because there wasn't enough women. There wasn't enough blacks. There wasn't enough Hispanics. There wasn't enough this. There wasn't enough that. And it's like, is the goal to have the best people or to have a fucking rainbow?
Right.
And apparently the goal is to have a rainbow. And if that means people burn to death in fires and, you know, their hostage situation goes south because of an all woman SWAT team,
because of a breach team that couldn't do the job.
Yeah. They're supposed to surprise and they keep sitting there kicking the door and can't get it to go in.
You know, you need the right person for the job. It doesn't matter if you're black or white or purple or orange or man or woman. It's the job that matters.
Yes.
So if you can do the job, then you can. If you can't, then we're gonna keep seeing this stuff, and mm-hmm. you're gonna keep seeing us post this shit and laugh at you guys because it's getting ridiculous.
That's right. All right. Well,
Speaking of jobs,
let's get to some The Week in His.
I'm gonna give you a hint. Freddie Mercury.
That's a good hint.
Comes to his end in the gutter. Fitting climax.
Impressed and deflect. Get it started. Hit fire and it's fine.
That.
Yep.
Yeah. Canada is on fire.
Well, this week in his story, we start with February 8th, 1952. Elizabeth becomes Queen of England after her father, King George VI, dies. This is a little later when she was actually coronated, making everything official, but and I guess King Charles has a cancer diagnosis, so we might see another change soon. We'll see. Let's see. February 9th, 1861. Jefferson Davis is elected president of the Confederate States of America and is the only such person to be elected to that position. Cause I don't know how long his term was, but it did not outlast the war. Let's see. We're doing kind of a work week. It's only five. February 10th, 1960. Adolf Coors, the beer brewer, is kidnapped in Golden, Colorado. I was thinking about this. It seems to be in the two. Well, I don't know about the top two, but the ones that get the most publicity are beer moguls or fashion when they're kidnapped. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
I guess anybody rich could be targeted for kidnapping, but there was the Heineken guy was kidnapped in Holland. Adolf Coors was kidnapped. I'm trying to think, there was like another one too. Maybe an Anheuser guy or a Bush. It's like, what's with kidnapping the beer guys? Let's see. February 11th, 1815 news. Oh, that's something we were talking about earlier with taboo. News of the Treaty of Ghent ending the War of 1812 finally reaches the United States. And then finally, February 12th, 1931, Japan makes its first TV broadcast, and it's a baseball game with one of these like Goodwill teams from America. Mm-hmm. You can see Babe Ruth there, probably more managing than playing at that point.
At that point, maybe. That would be a cool archive thing to watch.
I find it interesting how into baseball the Japanese are. Like they fucking love it. The first thing they put on TV was baseball.
Right.
It's wild.
Craziness.
Yeah. That brings us to the end of the week in history. And that, of course, also means, unfortunately, it is the end of our show.
That's right. It's over. It's done. I get it. Okay. We're doing that one. That's so funny. Oh, it's so sweet. Well, that's the end of our show. We're sorry about the, well, having a show. Again, we would like to say that this show should not be watched by anyone ever. And the views expressed on Man Tools are solely that of two white dudes on the internet, because we need more of that. Definitely need more of that. We'd like to thank our sponsors. You guys are all freaking amazing. You can find all of our sponsors at sponsors.mantoolsmedia.com. Our locals members, Man Tools at the Movies, Police State Part 1 will come out tomorrow. Get it and all of our members only content, along with weekly ad-free episodes for just $3 a month. Mantoolsminions.locals.com is where you get all that info. Join up. It's $3 a month. That's less than one Starbucks a month.
It's a gallon of gas.
It's roughly a gallon of gas. Around here. You can also get 1 month free, so you don't even have to pay three whole dollars with our code support free speech. Oh, let's see. You want to scroll that down just a little bit there, buddy?
Sure.
All right. Our Facebook group, if you join all that up, you can get our merch at merch.mantoolsmedia.com. And if you're in our Facebook group, you get 20% off. If you're a locals member, I believe that's also applies. It's at our...
Oof. Oh, it's free shipping if you're in the Facebook group.
It's free 20% shipping.
20% off if you're a locals member.
There it is. Sorry. I really need my glasses. It's been a long day. You can find all that at Mantools merch. It's on our merch page, mantoolsmedia.com. We're at the web, mantoolsmedia.com. Thank you for watching and or listening wherever you intake your podcasts. Probably, you know, driving or on the toilet or wherever. Our social media is links.co/mantools.media. And we're out. We're gonna do the thing.
We are.
We're gonna do the thing. So there will be no costume changes. We're just gonna go right into it. So if we're wearing the same outfits and not as windswept and dashing, you know.
A piss and a smoke and a refill on the beer.
That's how it goes. Makes popcorn. We're gonna watch a movie.
That's right.
All right, we'll see you guys next week. Same man time, same man channel.
Good night, everybody.